As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
9:43, 17 till 10. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Louisiana Coastal Restoration Protection Authority voted Wednesday to fully fund its nearly $2 billion spending plan. But what about the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion? And how does Simone Malaz, campaign director for Restore the Mississippi River Delta, feel about it? Good morning, Simone. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. Tell me what, what's in this plan.
Tommy, if you don't mind, I want to take just a minute to recognize that this weekend was the 15th anniversary of Deepwater Horizon. Of course, you know, it was a terrible event for Louisiana where lives were lost and damage was done. But it also gives us a chance to think about, you know, what we've done since then. And so I just want to start the conversation kind of framing up, you know, how we even got here in the first place. So I wanted to take that minute to make sure that we recognize that.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the $2 billion plan that was approved by the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority.
Yeah, exactly. So that $2 billion plan included money for the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion, which of course is a cornerstone project of our coastal master plan. And because of the Deepwater Horizon funds that came to Louisiana, and we invested those funds in these regional large scale projects, that project was moving forward and under construction in August of 2023. Of course, last year the state hit a pause on that project, and we are still in that limbo. But the annual plan, which is a little different than our coastal master plan, the annual plan, which is how the state prioritizes its coastal funding, did include funds for the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion, and that was approved at the board meeting last week. It'll now move through the Louisiana legislature.
All right, I'm confused. So is work on the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion going to continue or not?
That is a very good question, and those are some of the tough questions that were asked of the board last week, and I'm assuming will be asked as this annual plan goes through session. This plan includes an authorization. It does not include, you know, it doesn't say, hey, you have to spend the money on this. It basically includes permissions to spend the money on that. And by including the money in the plan, the state is saying that the project moves forward. They have the approval to spend the money on that plan. But Tommy, I've been on this show several times, and I know some of my colleagues have as well, talking about the uncertainty that surrounds this project. Why don't we know? Why don't we know more about this project? How can a project that has been the cornerstone of 4 coastal master plans not have a clear path forward? Why don't we know some of these answers?
All right, let me go back, Simone. You got a $2 billion plan for the year. Accurate?
Yes.
Okay.
So that is the overall coastwide funding on the state's coastal program. That doesn't even include, Tommy, money that, say, the Corps of Engineers is spending in coastal Louisiana on some of their efforts as well. But $2 billion is a big number. It means a lot of jobs and a lot of work in coastal Louisiana.
So from that point, who decides how that money gets spent?
Exactly. So that is an authorization to spend that money. It does, a post-Katrina reform is that it does have to go through the Louisiana legislature. It goes through a minimum of four committees, Tommy. It goes through natural resources and transportation on both the House and Senate side for approvals. And then, of course, it gets a House and a Senate vote as well. So the legislature will vote up or down on that annual plan. And right now, there is money in that plan to build Mid-Barataria.
So what happens to the money that is in there to build Mid-Barataria if during the course of committee hearings, either...
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Or Gordy Dove or other people with the Coastal Protection Restoration Authority go before committee and say, don't build it or do build it? Or is it all about the committee hearings and then the vote that happens with the Senate or in the House and then the governor signing
the
it?
Committee hearings, yeah, the committee hearings offer a chance for the legislators to ask questions of the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority. But the legislature does not have line item veto authority. So they either approve the whole plan or they do not approve the whole plan. And there's Louisiana law that states what happens if the plan is not approved, what exactly happens. And so I think as it moves through the Louisiana legislature, it's a chance for our legislators in all across the state, right? They want to know how this money is being spent, how this money has been set aside, and they can ask some of these questions of the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority as it moves through committee. Now, the state has been clear to say that this is just an authorization to spend and that usually so if something happens during implementation, a chance to talk about that again does not come up until the next annual plan. And so this is a time where people need to ask questions about the project and its path moving forward.
So the governor does have line item veto, does he not?
Not on this plan.
Not on this
plan? Not on this plan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's all or nothing at all after it gets through committee and the vote, legislature vote. So the devil is in the details. The Coastal Protection, Restoration Protection Authority, I'm just wondering how they can fully fund because the legislature has to approve it, right? They're saying this is a plan of how we want to spend it?
Yes, exactly. So it's permission to spend. They do have other protections in place on how they spend the money. That was all lined up, Tommy, before they began construction in August of 2023. They had all of the funding permissions in place. Of course, we got those dollars as a result of the Deepwater Horizon tragedy. That actually went through a separate approval process for those funds to be dedicated solely for this project. And so there's federal protections on how that money gets spent in addition to these state approvals as well.
So when it comes to specifically the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion, it's in the $2 billion spending plan for the year, but now that plan is going to be dissected in the Natural Resources and Transportation Committees in both the House and the Senate. They will issue their reports. Then it will eventually turn into a bill. I sound like Schoolhouse of Rock here, that will be voted on in the House and the Senate. And then if they come up with a bill that is approved by both, then it goes to the governor's desk. Am I right so far?
Yeah, essentially, very close, Tommy. Yes. So it comes across as a resolution, right? And so that is just a different type of instrument at the Louisiana legislature. Again, this was all part of post-Katrina and Rita reforms so that we had layers of public transparency, public input, and support. Of course, all those committee hearings have opportunities for the public to speak, have opportunities for the legislators to ask questions as well. But essentially, that is the process here on out. And so the money, which we are supportive of, was included in this annual plan. But tough questions remain about this path forward and about these alternatives being proposed. Tommy, we stand on the idea that there is simply no alternative for this diversion. And we also understand a lot about those permissions and permits and how that funding got dedicated to the project. So we know it's not as simple as just redirecting the money in a different direction.
And meanwhile, work has been stopped for 90 days.
Yes, the state announced several weeks ago that they are under a 90-day temporary suspension of work. They had been down, they had worked down to just a few tasks left on their construction list from hitting that pause almost a year ago. In the summer, there was a temporary reprieve where they resumed more construction activities, but we're now back to this suspension of work. But to be really clear, Tommy, this was a demobilization from the construction site. They moved equipment off of the site, and there is no activity happening.
So when would we know about the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion? At the end of the legislative session?
That is a very good question, Tommy, and those are some of the questions that have been asked of them. What happens after this 90-day suspension of work? What happens next? What happens with the money? And what are some of these other alternatives, quote, that are being discussed? And when do they plan to talk to the public and the communities impacted about those plans?
Thank you, Simone Malaz, campaign director for Restore the Mississippi River Delta. At least it's not complicated. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll find out what Newell Norman's got planned for us. In case you missed it, the WWL.com/contest code word of the day to win tickets to the second weekend of Jazz Fest is Heritage. Go to WWL.com/contest, register to win. Second weekend of Jazz Fest. Good luck and happy festing from Miller Lite, the official beer of Jazz Fest and WWL. Back in a flash.